Going Jewish history, we're up to the year 2447, and we learned how Moshe and Aaron came to the king's palace, and they had in front of the king's palace two young lions, so that no one dared approach the king's palace without being invited. And Moshe waved his staff over the young lions, and then the lions were like puppy dogs next to him. And Moshe and Aaron come into the palace, and the lions follow them like two puppy dogs after their master. Paro got very scared because these lions were trained to devour anyone who would come in without invitation. And when Moshe and Aaron enter, Paro looks up and he sees two people that look like angels, two people that radiate holiness. And he quickly summons his advisors, Bilam, and his sons, Venus and Vimavrus, and all the different sorcerers, and he wants them all present when he's going to face off with Moshe and Aaron. So Aaron throws the staff to the floor, and the staff turns into a tanin, which might be a large snake, perhaps. And so the sorcerers do the same. They throw their staffs to the ground, and they also become a tanin. And the tanin, which was Aaron's staff, opened its mouth and swallowed the taninim of the sorcerers. And Bilam says, you know what? Throughout world history, reptiles are swallowing one another up. You know, for sure, people swallow one another up as well. But let's do something else. Let's bring back the tanin into staffs. And if your staff can swallow our staffs, so then we'll know that Hashem is really talking through you. And that's exactly what they do. The taninim turn back into staffs, and Aaron's staff swallows up the other staffs. That's what the pasuk says. Rashi says it on the pasuk. Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. So Pharaoh obviously wasn't too interested in the message that Moshe and Aaron were bringing. So he commands that they should further oppress the Jews. And we know the continuation of the story, the 10 plagues, etc. And in the order of the plagues, we say it on Pesach, Ditzach, Adash, Be'achav. So the order, Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, was two plagues with a warning, then one without a warning. The plagues began either in the month of Nisan or in the month of Iyar, because the Mishnah says that the plagues lasted 12 months. So if the final plague was in Nisan, the first plague was either in the previous year, Nisan, or in Iyar. The Medrash says that Moshe disappeared from the Jews for 3 months. Corresponding to that, it says that the Mashiach will disappear from us for 3 months or three periods of time. So that would be Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. And then in Rosh Chodesh Av is when the next plague actually started. The frogs are in Av. The lice were in Elul. Tishrei was the wild animals, the Arov. Cheshvan was the Dever, pestilence, the animals dying. Kislev was the boils. Teves was the hail, Barad. Shvat was the locust, the Arbe. In the month of Adar was the Choshech, the darkness. And then you finally have the plague of the firstborn in the month of Nisan. So others say that all three plagues, Barad, Arbe, Choshech, all three happened in the month of Nisan, because the verse seems to indicate that. The verse speaks about the state of the crops at the time, how ripe they were, which crops were destroyed by the hail, which weren't. Some want to say that Moshe's first prophecy by the burning bush was on Pesach. And then everything went a year from then. And the 7 days that Moshe was arguing back and forth and insisting that he does not want to lead the Jews out of Egypt were the 7 days of Pesach. And on the 21st of Nisan, on the last day, finally Hashem sent him and he went. And in the end of Nisan, he came back to Egypt. He did the signs before Pharaoh. Things did not work out right. Right? And things only got worse for the Jews. And then he disappeared for 3 months. And then the plague started in the month of Av. So that's a discussion, how that final year played itself out. So we have the plague of grass, of frogs. And whenever the Egyptians would try to drink water, these little frogs would jump into them. And the Egyptians started having real stomach issues because they had live frogs going down their throats as they would drink. And it reached a point where their sweat reflected the frogs. Everything about them was frogs. When they were hit with lice, so just so we understand how bad it was, you had 3 feet deep lice all over Egypt. 2 amos, okay? An amos is 22 inches. That means 44 inches. Yeah, that's 3.5 feet, almost 4 feet deep. You couldn't stand on the earth. You dig and all you'd find was lice. That's how much lice they had. when they had the plague of Arov, so snakes came into Egypt, and serpents, and scorpions, and mice, and weasels, and turtles, together with there are types of snakes that roll around in the sand. I don't know how you call them. Sidewinders. Okay, sidewinders. There's a fly who has a poisonous sting that's called the tzira'ah. There's what's called a parosh, what we call today fleas. There's a pishpush, there's yitush. So this medrash learns that the plague of Arov, we're accustomed to learning about the medrash that says there were wild animals, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But this medrash is learning it was a plague of the vermin that they couldn't hide from. Anywhere they went, they were covered. The snakes could get in, the scorpions could get in, etc. You guys know this scorpion can be very fast when it wants to sting. The creature called Silonit, which is not exactly an octopus. It's a creature that has a very long arm, 10 amos long. She went out, and when the Egyptians would try to lock their doors, so she would stick her hands in through the chimneys or through the windows and open the doors. So the Egyptians couldn't stay. They had nowhere to hide. So Arov was a terrible plague. Then you had Dever. Dever, together with the Dever, the Egyptians suffered illnesses. They started having fevers. Then you had Shchin, you had where the Egyptians had fevers, I'm sorry, with the Shchin, and their boils would blister over and become filled with pus. So all around Egypt you saw people feverish. Then you had Arbe, which had all kinds of different locusts coming in. The Egyptians figured, we have no food left, at least we'll pickle the Arbe, and that didn't work, because when the Arbe flew away, so did the pickle ones. When we have the plague of darkness, so then there were still Jews rebelling against Hashem, who weren't interested in listening to Moshe and Aaron, who said, we don't believe this is God's doing. So they all died during the plague of darkness. There were people who said, if we go out to the desert, we'll all die. So they did die before we went out to the desert. And the Jews buried them during the plague of darkness. We reach the Thursday, which was the 14th of Nisan, when the Jews are going to bring the Paschal offering, and that night is going to be the plague of the firstborn. And that's where we'll pick up is on Shema tomorrow night.